Yeah. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man. For
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Della made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
Yo, yo, yes indeed, yes indeed. Peace and love, peace and love. Oh, y'all thought we were done, man. You thought we were out of here? You thought we were done? No, we're not done, man. We're just working on some things. This is the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces and Steve Ortiz, man. We're back here. We're back here Sunday nights, 10 p.m. I know we've been off the grid for a few weeks. I know we've left you high and dry, and you've reached out. You've said, what's going on? I'm crying. You're huddled in a corner, shaking, and I don't want you to be that way. I don't want you to be going through withdrawals. I appreciate you guys checking in on us. And as you know, many other things always going on in the New York Hip Hop Report universe, the Birthplace Magazine universe, the Manny Faces universe, and most likely the Steve Ortiz universe. So bear with us. We are here tonight because we have a couple of very, very important events coming up. I got an event that happened last week that I want to talk about. And just to make sure that you know that we're still here, we're still in tune, and we still got our fingers on the pulse of New York's hip-hop music and culture landscape. My name, of course, again, is Manny Faces. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, representing, of course, the birthplace of hip-hop. New York City, of course, the Bronx, where my co-host with the most, who's joining me once again, as he almost always is, resides, and he's up in the Bronx now where the people are fresh. His name is Steve Ortiz. What up, Steve?
Hey, what up, Manny? What's up, everyone? You know, happy to be here once again talking hip-hop. It's been a while, but you know, there's always something going on to talk about for sure.
Yeah, man, there's always something going on. There's been stuff going on. It's just that, matter of fact, that's part of it. It's kind of a secret project I alluded to a few weeks ago before I kind of dipped off the map. Been working really hard getting it ready, getting it in tip-top shape, and we're starting to kind of put it out there into the public. So I do want you to stay tuned and pay attention. You could probably follow me. That's the best way to do it right now. Twitter at Manny Faces. And, of course, if you go to mannyfaces.com, you can check. There's an email mailing list, or nyhiphopreport.com, where this show is housed. You can find a mailing list there and sign up for it. I'll be sending some notifications out on both of those channels. It has to do with hip-hop. And if you listen to this show, I think you'll be very, very interested in the organization that I have brought to life and some of the work that we're doing. So I'll leave it at that for right now. Maybe circle back at the end. Steve, man, it's been crazy doing all that stuff behind the scenes and trying to get some of this stuff done, but we've still had a lot of fun with hip hop. I've been to a few events. I've listened to some artists and watched some videos, all that regular stuff that everyone's been doing. Very, very cool to see Tribe Called Quest reunite on TV on the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show the other night. Did you catch that?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. First time supposedly they have performed on TV in maybe about 15 years or so, but yeah. You know, they're just doing it for the re-release of their People's Instinctive Travels album, and it's a nice to see them out together. But there's they still won't tour, and Fife was asked in an interview if they were, him, Ali, and Jarobi were asked, if they were interested in touring, and they said, certainly. But it appears that Q-Tip is you know, holding out, or just, you know, doesn't want to do it, or, you know, there's something going on within the group. So
right, and there always has been. I mean, if you remember the good documentary that came out, was it Beat
Yeah,
Problems
the Michael,
of Life,
Michael Rappaport, yeah.
Right, Michael Rappaport came out with that documentary, and, you know, kind of showed the ups and downs of that group, and it definitely showed the personality conflicts, and it has a lot to do, I guess, over the years, we've concluded, is between Fife and Q-Tip, you know what I mean? So that being said, you're right, 25th anniversary of People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm, and what's really cool is actually that's going to be released as a 45 set, so there's like
yeah,
8 7-inches that are going to come out. Shouts to Brian Coleman and the folks over at Good Road. They're putting that out. That's really pretty cool. Those, you know, they got these, you know, limited release kind of things going on. I'm trying to get my hands on those. I do like the 45s. I do like A Tribe Called Quest. But it was nice to see them perform, even if, you know, there are issues in the long term. Nice to see them perform. They did an exciting job. We saw them a couple years ago at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, reuniting leaders that are new school for the first time in about 20 years or so, doing a Scenario live. They were all members were there as well. I don't know if Jarobi was on stage. I don't remember, but definitely they performed that song for the first time in a great many years. So there's hope. You know, they appear together every now and then.
Yeah, it's nice to see. I mean, you know, I don't think they'll ever do another album together.
Right,
nor
right.
do they need to. But, you know, it'd be nice to see them, you know, do a few shows, even if it's like one or two a year. I mean, they don't even do that.
Right.
So
well,
like,
you know, and I, if that maybe rekindled some spark, or maybe, you know, bygones could be bygones. We'll see what happens.
I don't think so.
New artists. I've been checking out Dave East. I've been listening to Dave East recently. Dropped a project a little while back. He's kind of being pushed by Mass Appeal. Got the Nas cosign. I dig what he's doing. I definitely want people to check out his latest release. He's from out of Harlem, and has his latest, now of course I had it right in front of me, and I don't, his latest mixtape, Hate Me Now, over there, doing pretty well. I just got into it. I like it a lot. I think people should check out Dave East. He's talking about new artists and, you know, who's really doing things and who's got a New York vibe and who's doing pretty well. He's got, like I said, a co-sign by Nas, a feature with Nas. Got Pusha T on there, got Mac Wiles, Jadakiss, Styles P. You know, so there's a nice blend of sounds on there. Check out Dave East, Hate Me Now, man. You can find that over, you know, on your internet sources. That's who I've been checking out from the new side of things. Back
is your
old
group still with Mass Appeal? Is that going down? Like, I thought Nas was co-signing on your old group. Did that not turn out to really be the case?
It's a good question. Your old Droog has been a little quiet lately. I think he performed right around Halloween, I want to say, back in New York. I know he had done some stuff overseas. He was, you know, kind of pushed out by Mass Appeal, and there was the Nas connection, so some people thought maybe there was something going on. But you know what? I got to tell you, he has been rather quiet lately. So I know he just put out something a few days ago, Slam Magazine. Yeah, here it is. Slam Magazine had it. Basketball and Seinfeld, your old Droog song. So go check that out. Go Google search for that if you are your old Droog fan and want to see what he's got going on. So, yeah, there you go. That's it. So he's got something new out. So we'll check it out, and we'll see if, you know, he's still doing his thing, your old Droog. So, yeah, he's still out there. Still doing
I remember
it.
The whole, you know, when
crazy.
People didn't know what he looked like.
I thought it was pretty brilliant.
It came with so much hype, man. That was crazy. Yeah, I mean, it was a great marketing idea.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, like I said, I like his stuff, actually. I liked some of his stuff, and it's hard for me to get past
cool.
the sounding like Nas thing, but, you know, I was able to do it for Bronson and dig some of his stuff. So, you know, I'm all right with y'all, Droog, man. I stuck to my guns for a long time until I had to see it with my – I was there at that big release. At Webster Hall when, you know, I had to be there and see it with my own two eyes. I really held it to my last breath. But yeah, man, shouts to y'all, Droog, and shouts to Mass Appeal over there doing good stuff. Yeah, man, this is the New York Hip Hop Report, so that's what we do. We talk about New York Hip Hop and things like that. We're kind of freestyling a little bit, but I do want to tell you that about two important guests we got coming up. So first of all, we're brought to you, as we always are, by Birthplace Magazine, our mothership, number one website for New York area hip hop. Great event calendar on there, and articles and posts and such. Again, just as this show has been, I will admit to you, been a little bit lackadaisical in getting content up, but we are not down for the count. We are simply working on something that really is bigger than New York hip hop, bigger than Manny Faces, and really has a lot to do with hip hop's entirety, the breadth and depth and expansiveness of hip hop, and how its story needs to be told in of itself. So, again, working on something big. We'll be bringing that to light very, very shortly. It's sort of trickling out now, so if you pay close attention, you'll find out. But we're still there, birthplacemag.com. You can still find events on the event calendar. I have a nice, great post on there about a bunch of events that are happening this November, and a bunch of them have passed already, so you missed it, you fools. But a couple of good ones coming up, and they happen to be the guests that are going to be calling in a few minutes. There is the Rapacon event and the DJCon event happening this Thursday, the 19th of November. This is a really cool two-part event. The DJCon, Steve, this is, check this out. There's going to be 125 DJs.
What the hell does that even mean?
On 125th Street, right? They're going to round robin 125 DJs and set a Guinness World Record for the most DJs at an outdoor event within like a six-hour time frame. And they're just going to go in, jump, do a couple of songs, jump off. New DJ come in, jump in, do a couple of songs, jump off. They're going to rotate out 125. They got Zulu Nation is participating. They got old school DJs. They got new school DJs. They got club DJs. They got everybody under the sun is coming. Now, if you want to be a DJ, there's still time. There's still some slots open. I don't know how many. So if you're a DJ and you're checking this out, either live or on the archive, send an email to info@rapacon.com, RAPACON.com. You'll want to check in and see if there's any slots available. DJs from all over are eligible to be part of this world record-setting event. At the same time, or partially at the same time down the block, the Rapacon website launch will be taking place. So the Rapacon is going to be an all-day event, networking and panels and discussions and performances and audio-video recording that's being put together by Curtis Sherrod and the rest of the folks at the Hip-Hop Culture Center of Harlem. Now, they used to be a physical place. You might remember the Rapathon, Steve, when
for
24 hours.
That.
Right, 24 hours straight, MCs would be freestyling straight. And so same group, they're bringing out this thing called Rapacon, which is expected to be an all-day event, sort of like Comic-Con, maybe, like one of these all-day events right here in New York City. There's not a lot of great conferences. There's the A3Cs. There's the big stuff throughout the country. But New York City has something that they want to, bring something to the table. So we'll be looking out and talking to Curtis in just a few minutes so he can tell us more about DJCon and Rapacon, both going down this Thursday, the 19th. The DJCon is going to be happening right outside the Apollo Theater. It's really cool, and it's going to be during the Harlem Holiday Light Ceremony, sort of lighting up all the big star lights that go across 25th Street, right in front of the Apollo. It's like, what a great way to start your hip-hop holiday season with DJs spinning tunes, world record-setting event, bunch of hip-hop heads coming out, new, old, everybody gets involved. And come down the block to Rapacon as well. You have to RSVP. So, again, info@rapacon.com if you're interested. And we'll talk to Curtis in just a few minutes. The very next day, Friday, a very big show. We've been doing this show for 3 years now and Birthplace Magazine for like six or seven. And it's very important. We've been steely advocates for the independent music scene in New York City. And we've been telling people for years that despite what's on the radio, despite the corporations, despite what the magazines and the blogs, like hip hop in New York is still as much a progressive, world-class, place to be for hip hop, man. Whatever kind of hip hop you like is here. We're pushing the boundaries. We're pushing the envelopes. We have shows going on, old school stuff, new school stuff. All elements of hip-hop culture are represented all the time in New York City. And a great deal of artists are coming through making great music and doing great things. They don't get the recognition sometimes. They don't get the press. They certainly don't get the support from New York, radio, New York hip-hop radio. But they're out here. And I got to tell you, one of these artists who, we've been kind of, friends or not friends, like friends to the room kind of thing. She's a friend to the room. She's been in the scene for a long time. She's been over there at the Clive Davis School of Music. She's had a radio show on a college radio. She's been part of a radio show called Hip Hop and Her Family, which is now on Bonfire Radio. She's been performing for years. She has like six albums under her belt. She's from Mississippi, but she's been in New York for a long time. She blends style and substance. You know, a female MC that's dope, which everyone says they want, right? All these things that everybody says they want from, you know, from an MC from hip hop, right? And it's right here in New York City. And she's performing this Friday. Now, they perform all the time. She perform. Other people perform. Live Nation is sponsoring this show. Yes, the Live Nation. So if Live Nation at Santos Party House, no less. So if Live Nation is putting their, you know, trust in a great dynamic local artist like Genesis B, and we owe it to her. This whole scene, this whole city, you're an artist, you're a fan, you a hip-hop head, owe it to her. First of all, she's not going to let you down. The show's going to be super dope. There's some other people on that bill that are super, super dope. Napoleon, a legend. Kid Lucky, you know, Skanks.
Oh, no doubt.
There's a bunch of people that are the rap martyrs. There's going to be a bunch of people on that bill, and she's going to turn it out with the show, I guarantee you. This is not someone that just comes and spits some bars and walks out.
Nah.
So you owe it to yourself. You owe it to hip-hop. You owe it to New York City. To support this show, come buy tickets and come down. It's not $12, man. What's $12? And show Live Nation what we got, because if they take a chance on a local independent artist doing that thing and we turn it out for her, man, they'll do it for others. And that's what we've been asking for all these years. We've been pushing and pushing and pushing, letting these big companies know that New York City hip-hop is alive and well, and they're finally starting to listen, man. So you got to check this out. Genesis B is going to call in at about 10:40 and talk to us about, you know, her show and what she's doing. I'm super proud to say that I've been asked to host this event. I'll be hosting this event, Santos Party House, Friday, November 20th, 7 o'clock. Get out of work, get your paycheck. You're coming down and hanging out with us. I really want y'all to check it out. Go find, go buy tickets. Go to ticketweb.com, search Genesis B. She's releasing her album, Polytrap. The escape tape.
Yeah.
And if you think of it, Polly Trap, she's kicking some political stuff over some trappy music, but never, you know, just a perfect blend of style and substance, man. She's kicking real deal Holyfield type stuff, man. You got to support her.
She's going to tear it down, man. Nice spot, Santos Party House. A great spot for a show. And, you know, if Live Nation has the confidence and you know, Genesis B, then, I mean, you know, she's going to come and tear it down.
Yeah, man, she's been doing stuff for a long time. Six albums under her belt, Mississippi native, left after Katrina. Man, I just, you know, I love the stuff that she's doing. Polytrap is out there. You can get a listen to it if you want to kind of like get it in your head a little bit. But, man, style and substance, that's all I can say. She's incredibly talented. She's hardworking, you know, putting together some good music. And, again, style and substance, everything you've been looking for. In an artist in New York City.
Substance.
And we got
substance.
That. You know what I mean? But nothing that's too preachy or too, you know what I mean? She's going to tear it down. You know, she's going to tear it down. So, you know, make sure you look out for that. She'll be calling us up. So, again, Kurt is coming in a few minutes telling us about DJ Con and RapperCon. Later on, I'm going to talk about this great event I went to, Steve, that has to do with hip-hop education. Hip-hop education. Shouts to the Hip-Hop Education Center and their inaugural Extra Credit Award Ceremony where they – I was over at NYU. It was a nice event. It was classy. There were snacks. You know what I mean? There was little finger foods and little sandwiches that were cut up with the crust cut off, and it was very fancy. And it was very nice, man, and there was a lot of hip-hop heads and a lot of educators in the room. And shouts, big shouts to Martha Diaz. Martha's been doing an incredible work over the years trying to get hip-hop education recognized. You know, we know that hip-hop can be used in education.
I mean, you know, to this point in time, do schools offer hip-hop, you know, classes, you know, credited, you know, classes where you, that you can actually take towards your degree?
I mean, certainly on a collegiate level, that's happened a little bit more and more. I know that there's also some, you know, Rabbi Darkside is teaching classes at the new school, you know, have to do with hip-hop pedagogy and how to teach through hip-hop. And Brian Mooney, you know, is a teacher out of New Jersey who I've spoke to in the past. He's the guy that had Kendrick Lamar come to his classroom after he started incorporating some of the messages that he found in To Pimp a Butterfly into his, he teaches like eighth grade English, into that course. You know, so
I wish they
found
would introduce that into the schools. You know, I wish they would introduce that more into the New York City public schools.
Well, I'll tell you what
because,
they're doing,
you know,
Steve.
Kids need to hear this type of music. You know, Genesis B. You know, they should listen to Genesis B in the
absolutely
schools.
I think that also the history of hip-hop, sort of like the history of jazz, is known and taught, you know, in schools as sort of an American movement. So that's one thing that the Hip-Hop Education Center, and again, shouts to Martha Diaz, Carlos Mayer Rodriguez, they're actually started a petition that they, you know, asked the Obama administration. You know, if you start a petition, you get over 100,000 signatures. The Obama administration said they'd answer any petition. So the petition is asking the Obama administration to do just what you just said, Steve, to recognize hip hop as a subject worthy of study in schools throughout the country. So I want you to definitely go look for that as well. Go follow them on Twitter if you need to find out more about that petition. They're at twitter.com/hiphopeducation. So again, shouts to Martha Diaz and the Hip Hop Education Center, and they will find out about that petition and sign it. 100,000 signatures needed for the Obama administration to declare, asking them to declare hip hop as a worthy subject to be taught in schools. I will give you another little hint as to something, the big project that I'm working on, the big organization that we're a part of now. We have some research that shows that a good portion of Americans feel the same way. They feel that hip hop as a historical subject, entertainment, yes, but definitely cultural, socio-political. It's a movement. It's a lifestyle, should be taught as part of basically American history. So it's going to be interesting to see how that petition deals. So we'll talk a little bit more about that.
The words of the streets,
that.
Man.
It's, yeah,
and
it's the words of the people.
The words of the streets. And you know, this is something a lot of us were not exposed to.
That's it. You know, so just like jazz has been canonized, you know, throughout the years and that great, you know, legacy of that music as it, you know, the blues, you know, how it definitely, like I said, is more than just a music. It's definitely an extension of, you know, culture. So we want to see hip hop taught in schools throughout the country, and we're going to support that petition and the Hip Hop Education Center. So that's that. Shouts to Martha Diaz over there doing great things. I'll tell you about who all was there. I mean, Fab Five Freddy was there. Ralph McDaniels was there. They gave awards to the Science Genius folks. They gave awards to Beats, Rhymes, and Life, which are also CNN heroes. They're out in Oakland, and they use hip hop as therapy. Yeah. They're changing the mental health game. So hip-hop is doing amazing things, man.
That's
so shout out to them for giving out some great awards. Once again, stay tuned. This is the New York Hip-Hop Report with Manny Faces, Steve Ortiz, up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. I'm out in Strong Island, Long Island, where I rest. And you can call us up if you have anything to say or have your 2 cents or want to ask a couple of questions or whatever it is. Man, it's live talk radio, like sports talk radio, just hip-hoppier. You can call us up, 646-378-1282. Genesis B will be on with us in a little bit. But as promised, right now, I got my man, my mellow, Curtis Sherrod from the Hip Hop Culture Center in Harlem. Man, we got the DJ Con, we got the Rapper Con coming up. I've been telling people all about it. Kurt, you with us?
You know I'm right here, bro.
There it is. How are you, sir?
I can't complain. Just glad to be in the game.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. So listen, man, I already gave a little primer. We're really excited about this DJ Con, this Rapper Con event. 125 DJs on 125th Street. It just sounds incredible. I was just telling Steve about it, and he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going down. We're mad hyped, and I think that it'll be something that we could do year after year and increase the amount, and we could use it as a tool for all kind of positive things to do in the future. So I'm down. I'm hyped. It's going to be a good look, y'all.
That's what it is. Now, listen, go ahead, Steve.
I know we got the Guinness Book of World Records coming down to see if you guys set a record.
Yeah, we actually got official tissue and had people fill out the application, cross the T's, dot the I's, and all that other stuff so that we can, make this a reality.
Now, listen, this is not your first time in the water with the Guinness folk, the world record folk, or doing something incredible over a certain period of time. Just tell folks real quick your history a little bit with the Hip Hop Culture Center, the Rap-a-thon event. Some people might know you guys for, you know, where'd you come from? You're not coming out of the woodwork. You've been here.
Yeah, I've been to the rodeo a couple of times. I've been to the mountaintop. And I decided to ride again, you know? And so, for me, people don't even know how really far back with hip-hop I go. I mean, I had my first hip-hop record in 1979. And so,
Kool Herc and those guys lived in my neighborhood. I mean, I saw a culture go from a cottage industry created by poor people and get turned to a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the people who created it never got nothing. So, yes, I am an American, and I understand how the country gets down. So I'm just trying to scratch a little piece, you know, for what we deserve.
And you've done it at the Culture Center, which used to be a physical location. And you stage events, and you had, like, workshops. And so in the recent years, you've been working, trying to, I guess, give a little bit of credibility back to the cultural side of hip-hop through the music and through the events. But tell us some of your work that you've done there.
Yeah, well, with the Hip-Hop Culture Center, we use hip-hop to bring young people in. And once we got them there, we taught economic literacy, political awareness, diet and nutrition. We saw over 100,000 kids. We did over 500 events, and I put down over 10,000 hours. And so as far as from a hip-hop perspective, we put the work in. We definitely put the work in, and we understand the difference between rap culture and hip-hop culture. And we understand that we all stand on the shoulders of people who came before us. And it's up to this generation to do something for the next generation in honor of the prior ones.
Right. A lot of talk lately, I guess, about that. It seems to be gaining a little bit more ground, where you have, you know, people who are, you know, saying that not enough attention paid to, you know, like I said, the ones who came before us, the way that it's over commercialized, and that, you know, obviously we know about how the corporations get involved, the radio stations all kind of conglomeratized, and it really makes it difficult to make other people. I was telling people, and I've done some research lately, but I'm going to talk about that with you offline, but we've done some research where we showed it. You know, a lot of people, and we know this, but it shows people don't understand the difference between rap and hip-hop anymore. Like, they don't understand, they think it's one and the same.
Yeah, they don't, and it's just like hip-hop treated like food. There are tests that now state that the more processed of food is, the higher the odds are that it'll give you cancer. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's the same thing with hip-hop. The more you process it, the more you commercialize it, the more you capitalize it, is the more cancerous-type things could happen. And it's time to get back to just regular food, unprocessed food, unprocessed hip-hop, done for the love of the culture, done with a skill set that could be appreciated, as opposed to what's going to be the flavor of the week.
Mm-hmm. Right. How difficult has it been finding support from the younger generation, the new cats that don't necessarily look at it that way, but need to be directed? You know, I think once you said you get them in the door, the eyes open up a little bit. You know, do you see it getting easier? Do you see it getting easier over the years, or more difficult? Because you do have, like I said, there's more people talking about it. There's more people acting to try to make sure that they understand that there's more than what's on the radio. But there's a lot more that's just on the radio. So
yeah,
how's the struggle?
True. For us, it's never been a struggle as far as that's concerned, because kids recognize truth, talent, and kids recognize if you're nice. And one thing about our whole staff is nice. I mean, we teach, but, you know, you're getting lessons from an M-Try or an At-Last or a Priest Forever or a D-Cross or a D-Nasty. You know, these aren't just random people who kind of know about the subject matter. These are people who are passionate about it, who have a high skill level at it. And once you hear the joy and the technical level of superiority, you know, because of the hours that was put in. This is not something that was just put on, you know. Like D. Cross, I think, has been doing what he does. I mean, I've seen some dolls he sculpted 20 years ago of different rap characters. I mean, that's how deep his passion was for it. And so kids, truth and passion resonate and ring true. And after a while, process fake things. It's like good food. You have to eat like fast food for a long time. You get used to it, and someone makes you a home cooked meal. Sometimes you need that home cooked meal, and that's what we're trying to serve up: just some home cooked talent, some home cooked events, functions, things like that.
That's what it is. I'm going to use that food analogy. That's a good way to put it. Because you know what it is? It's really, I mean, we've always said, you know, this, because we don't want to be too, you know, too close-minded. We say, look, it's balance, man. We just, you need a balanced diet,
right? Balance is big, yeah. Yeah, true that.
You can
true
have
that.
Some, yeah, you can have some crap sometimes. Sometimes we like to pig out, you know, it's okay, you know, but mm-hmm. we need that balanced diet. Otherwise, we'll, you know, we'll turn into, you know, horrible.
And you got to get your fiber to get that BS out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's what it is. My guest is Curtis from the from the Rapicon now. Okay, so now let's switch
well,
gears a little
I'm
bit.
I'm gonna give you the true history. Curtis from Touch of Class Disco, Nice and Nasty MCs from the Rapicon, from H2C2 Hip Hop Culture Center. Getting here with my man Manny doing what we do.
There it is. Nice resume, sir. Now tell me a little bit about the Rapicon event that's coming up. The website launch to then lead into the bigger Rapicon events, and then we'll talk one more
right.
time about DJ Con.
Cool. Well, basically what Rapicon is, the best way to break it down is very similar to Comic-Con, except we're enticing and encouraging our audience to come in 80s and 90s hip-hop splendor. You know, come like your Run-DMC and your Slick Ricks and your, you know, that's the flavor we want our cosplay audience to come in at. But it's not just
right.
that. We want to start with a music seminar so that in this thing called show business, we can really educate our audience on the business part. We're going to have a hip-hop
right.
fashion show. We're going to have a miniature pro rap-a-thon. We're going to have an old-school concert. But the flyest thing about all the things I said is we've developed a process that we can record people as well as shoot video. So we'll have booths there, and you can go to our website, pick a beat, right, pick a time slot, come to the Rapicon, you can do your song. And then after you record your song, you can go to another booth, do your video, and then you could be out. A lot of times you got to know Puffy, you got to know Dre, I got to know Timbaland. Nah, this ain't Empire. You know, you can actually be out in one day. And that's what
right.
Rapicon's about, giving the people hip-hop back. Technology is leveling the playing field, and we're trying to leverage that to say this is a all one day, all one building hip-hop experience where you can have a good time, do fellowship, and if you want to get down with the MC thing, you could be out in one day.
That's what's up. The idea is that it's a fully immersive experience. You're not just there sitting watching panels. You're actually taking part in the process and speaking to others that have different varying levels of experience. So people who have done
exactly.
this before and people who are like you who might be coming in saying, I really want to get involved. It's so important, man, because you said technology is leveling the playing field. It's also making the playing field cluttered, you know, because everybody thinks they
true.
Think they could do it. They think they could email blast their song or, you know, tweet, you know, check my joint out to 1,500 people, and that's marketing. Someone needs
right,
to tell them.
Right. It's funny because, fortunately, as far as from a work perspective, as soon as I got out of high school, as soon as I went to college, I got a job working in the advertising field, and I worked for a Fortune 500 advertising agencies from 1982 up till now. So I've worked for over, three decades now. And so for me, I always loved hip-hop, but fortunately I've been able to use the skills that I developed through a marketing profession, a marketing field. And that's the thing. A lot of people just want shortcuts. The technology
right.
does give you a shortcut, mm-hmm. but it's like everything else, garbage in, garbage out. If you make a sausage and you're putting the worst cuts of meat in that sausage, yeah, you put
right.
some spice in it, but it's a wax sausage. But if I'm putting
right.
brisket, if I'm putting shoulder, if I'm putting the best part of the turkey in a sausage, then I'm seasoning it and I'm smoking it
yeah.
on a grill with cedar chips, it's going to come out flavor. Same thing.
You and these food analogies.
People don't want to put out work.
I'm surprised you're not a big guy, man. All these food talk, man, you're killing me.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, balance, like you said.
I hear that. But you're absolutely right. Obviously, you know, we've both been in this for a minute, and we see that a lot of people do get kind of caught up in it. Steve, you were saying?
No, I was saying, you know, people don't want to put out the work. You know, they
right.
think it just comes to you. And there's a lot of things you got to think about. You know, also respecting, you know, the people you come into contact with, having, you know, good business relationships. You know, you can't talk to everyone like you talk to, you know, people on the street. You got to tone it down at times.
Yeah, right. And it's all about relationships at the end of the day. You know, money comes and goes, but if you have a true relationship with someone, that can last for the rest of your life. And that can
take
you where you got to go if you got the right relationships.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So the Rapacon, the all-day event, is scheduled for in 2016. This Rapacon.
Yeah, probably going to do it in March. March,
yeah, okay.
New York, the hotel is going down.
and you know what? It's great because New York doesn't, you know, we were saying, like, a lot of the big hip-hop conferences are, you know, out of state. The A3Cs, you know, you can go to South by Southwest if you want, you know. But and there's, like, certain small ones here that crop up, you know, here and there. But, you know, this is New York City, man. We need something like this, right?
Well, I mean, it's funny. People who don't know hip-hop, I look at it like farming. I remember in school learning about George Washington Carver and how if you're growing cotton for X amount of years, you have to rotate the crop so you don't burn the soil out.
Right.
We've never rotated the soil in New York City. Everybody took from us. Like when I was a kid coming up and we were doing hip-hop, if you was doing hip-hop, that was a New York thing. If you went to Jamaica, you was in Jamaica. If you went to Chicago, you was in Chicago. If you went to Puerto Rico, you was in Puerto Rico. You know, you didn't see hip-hop slave. You didn't see hip-hop stops. You didn't see people calling you son and all that type stuff. Now, everywhere is New York. Everyone got a Yankee fitted. Everyone is walking and got swagger, but no one took the time to give back to the people and the place that made it all happen. They'll diss us, and they'll pretend like we ain't the mecca of all this. But at the end of the day, y'all know what time it is. And so it's up to us to rotate the crop. We got to put some nutrients and fertilizer back in the soil and grow it back up.
I feel you, man. Listen, it's been my mission for many, many years to let them know that New York is nowhere near done and out, as they try to claim we were. Still the most progressive, still the most advanced place for hip-hop on the planet. You know, like I said, any aspect
of
hip-hop.
You're due for a Purple Heart. You're actually due for a Purple Heart in that category because you do hold the flag high, and I respect you for that, man.
Hey, listen, man, there was no one doing it. And I said, again, just like you said, how are you going to be in New York City and there's no hip-hop media focused on New York City? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, any aspect of hip-hop is still here. Any aspect of the music, any aspect of the culture. And that's great that you're incorporating, you know, more than one element. You know, it's a lot of times people do the showcases and they call it hip-hop, you know, or they put together something and they call it hip-hop. But you are weaving together different elements of hip-hop, you know, in these events. You've always done it with the Hip Hop Culture Center. And again, that brings it back to DJ Con, you know, at the same time this Thursday, November 19th. Outside the Apollo,
yo.
I mean, really taking it back to, everyone knows the DJ is the cornerstone of this game. You know, 125 of them on 125th. Where did this idea come from? Was it an extension of the Rapathon that you guys used to do? How did it come together, and how's it coming along?
It was how it came together was, in the back of my head, I used to always hear whenever we did a Rapathon, when are you going to do something for the DJs, son? When are you going to do something for the DJs, you know? So I was like, you know, Mike Dolo and Mel Starr, some other participants used to say stuff like that to me. And I always had that in the back of my head. And I was at a meeting with the 125th Street Business Improvement District. And I do some consulting for them. And we were talking about things we can do in regards to every year around this time, we light up 125th Street from river to river for the holiday season. It's the Light It Up program. And so I was like, okay, I'm down, I'm consulting. Can I do something a little bit on the left? They was like, what do you have in mind? If y'all let me rock under the Apollo, right, and y'all let me, like, do something, like, crazy on high power, doing it right, I'm telling you, we can make some noise. Well, let's hear it. And I told them 125 DJs to honor, you know, what we're doing on 125th Street, and we'll set a Guinness Book of World Records. But the key is a bunch of DJs working in fellowship. This ain't a battle. We ain't trying to take no one out. Yeah, bring your style, bring your A-game, but this is a communal thing for us. And all the events we do, I try to give that energy. Now, let's all work together. We're all just bricks trying to make this amazing wall. And if we can do that, that alone says a lot about DJs. That says a lot about the hip-hop community. That says a lot about us as people. And so that was, I guess, the background of it. And for all you DJs listening, please go to info@rapacon.com and just email me if you're a DJ and say, yo, I want to be down. info@rapacon.com, say you want to be down. All right?
That's what it is, man. It's going to be quite a spectacle right outside the Apollo during the Harlem Holiday Lighting Ceremony. Should be crazy. Should be wonderful. Of course, the Rapacon website launch event will be happening down a block. Also, they're interested in that. They can also inquire at the same email address, correct?
Actually, This is if you're listening, listeners, if you email us at staff@rapicon.com, the first 25 people, right, to email us at staff@rapicon.com, put your name and put the word Manny, we're getting free. Just the first 25, right?
All right.
If you email staff@rapicon.com, your name, the word Manny, the first 25 getting free. We got an open bar, great food, live band, bananas. All right?
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right, y'all take advantage of that. Otherwise, I'll be
word.
Taking advantage of it. That's for sure.
That's right.
All right.
Staff@rapicon.com, Manny.
There it is. There it is. Y'all heard it here. You got a little freebie, thanks to me and Kurt, man. Yo, Kurt, I've always been, you know, happy to be involved with everything you guys are doing. The Rapathon events were quite extraordinary to me. I met so many MCs in the New York City area that rolled through that stage, man, doing the Rapathon. You know, your resume is long and extensive, and your reputation precedes you, man. I'm really excited about what you guys are doing. You know, we're spreading the word the best we can, and I will continue to do so as you move forward with bigger and better things, man. Anything you need, you let us know, and we'll spread the word.
I appreciate it, Steve. Keep holding on the Bronx. Manny, keep holding on the culture. And I will see
no doubt.
Good people next episode.
There it is. All right, once again, thank you, sir,
peace,
and have a great night. We'll see you soon.
Cool. Peace.
All right, there it is. Curtis Sherrod, H2 CTA. Listen, Rapicon, DJ Con, this Thursday, Harlem, 125th Street. That's it. That's all you need to know. Go out there and be a part of history, man. 125 DJs on 125th Street, setting the Guinness Book of World Records right there at the Apollo Theater. And once again, staff@rapicon.com, and you'll get in free to the Rapicon website launch party happening just down the block. Say my name, Manny, and they will let you in for free. I'll be there. We'll be hanging out. We'll be talking hip hop. We'll be networking. You'll be getting some, you know, important information and important contacts. So if you're really about this game, that's the place to be. So once again, rapicon.com is the website. And you're listening to the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces, and him, Steve Ortiz. We're here every Sunday night. We're not really here every Sunday night. We like to say that. Definitely had a few weeks off, and we'll probably take a couple more here and there. But, you know, pay close attention to us, man. You follow us on Twitter at NY Hip Hop Report, and you'll see what we're doing. I got a few things in the works. Nice, great organization that I'm trying to bring to light. We'll have some interesting information about that as well. If you're listening to this show, you're going to like what we're doing there, and we'll need your support to make sure that we do what, you know, Kurt there just talked about, you know, making sure that the culture is better represented. You know, it's great to have hip hop on the radio. That's fine. We like to get turned up in the club. It's all good, but we need that balanced diet. And, you know, we've been providing that, and, you know, we're going to continue to do so. And we're going to continue to bring you people that are doing it left and right 24/7 in New York City. You won't find this on your other radio stations that claim to be hip hop. Some of them, you know, shouts to my Equilibrium Radio folk. Shouts to Halftime Radio. Shouts to Underground Railroad on WBAI. Shouts to Hip Hop and Her Family on Bonfire Radio. But you know what I'm saying. Like, you know who's not giving it to you. But we are. So we'll continue. Listen, actually, well, I'll come back to that later. Something in the works, man. You know my history with Hot 97, Steve Ortiz.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's just say that they have a chance to make things better. And I hope they take it. I'll leave it at that. So we'll come back to that later on. Curtis Sherrod, thank you so much again for joining us. Once again, Rapicon, DJ Con happening this Thursday. You can check for this at birthplacemag.com. The event calendar, of course, we have a post up about it. And, of course, once again, staff@rapicon.com. Say Manny in your email, and you get free admission, open bar, food, and a lot of great hip-hop stuff. Let's move on, as I promised you. Once again, one of the most dynamic artists in this New York City hip-hop game. You've asked for style and substance. You've asked for rap that has some meaning, but that you could have fun with at the same time. You asked for someone who could put in the work and get the attention of the big companies. And as I said in the beginning of this show, you have that. You've asked for female MCs that can rip the stage and not have to sell their ass, right? You've asked for all of these things. And once again, New York City delivers by way of Mississippi. But this Friday, November 20th, around 7 p.m., I think. We'll find out for sure. Early, right after work. Cash your paycheck, to get your direct deposit, go get a withdrawal, and come down to Santos Party House. Check out Genesis B. She'll be rocking. And I'm honored and privileged to have Miss Genesis B on with us tonight. You with us?
Manny, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you now.
Hey, baby.
What's up, love? How are you?
I'm great. I'm just ready for the 20th. You know, thank you for having me on. I appreciate you, and thank you for hosting this amazing event.
I'm very excited about it. I'm very nervous. You guys are superstars.
Why are you nervous?
I'm like a J-list celebrity, man. Y'all are like superstars, man. I'm gonna have to really, you know.
Get out of here. You better stop all that nonsense, boy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're gonna have a great time. That, you know, first and foremost, we're gonna have a great time. Like, there's a lot of artists.
Oh, yeah.
You brought some people on the bill. This is your seventh album that you're coming out with. Like, we're not new to this, and it's been a long time coming, you think?
Yeah, man, I mean, a lot of things have been coming now that I've let go, you know, and that sounds strange, but, you know, I'm going to school now for the healing arts and, you know, getting more in touch with my energy, how to use my energy to serve others and all of that. You know, sounds a little cliche and fluffy duffy, but, like, honestly, ever since I kind of let go and realized that music was just another vehicle to do that, a lot of opportunities have been coming my way, you know, and a lot of larger entities, and I'll say smaller, just, you know, not to say small, but, you know, entities from all realms and the whole spectrum have been kind of in tune with it, you know?
That's what's up. You know, it's so important. I think we get caught up in the grind. We get caught up in the struggle, especially as, you know, yourself as a musician, myself as a, you know, an entrepreneur. And matter of fact, if you're a musician nowadays, you're an entrepreneur too. You know, you get caught up so much in the grind and the hustle, especially in a place like New York City, that it can get overwhelming and it gets tough to kind of, you know, get out of that hole. What led you to kind of, you know, look at things a different way?
I think I realized I was getting caught up, you know,
yeah.
I was getting caught up with my ego, getting caught up of why I lost focus of why I was doing music in the first place, like why I started as a youngin, you know, it was to have a voice. I had something to say that I felt not everyone my age could articulate, you know, and I had to get back to that. Like, you know, I felt like I deviated a bit and wasn't being true to myself as an artist 100%. And
yeah.
You know, and, you know, I can't thrive like that. I can't survive like, you know, I had to grow up.
You know, I think it's been hard because I think, you know, the industry, you know, that we're trying to be a part of or working as a part of can be pretty, can pull you in different directions. You know, when you talk about, you know, saying something that others can relate to, but that you might have a unique ability to say, you know, in your music, you did start and you've had a lot of, things in your life that have influenced you, that have given you that unique ability. You know, I talked when I first heard your stuff a long time ago, you know, being from, no, not from New York City, being from Mississippi and having different things go on in your life that the rest of us couldn't relate to, but we're very intrigued and interested in hearing you tell your aspect of it, you know, your perspective of it rather. That's what this new album has a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's basically taking all of my experiences from then until now and, you know, what I've learned in New York and living in Brownsville and Brooklyn and the things I'm seeing out there and just kind of wrapping all my experience into one and just having a unified voice on this project. Yeah, man, political trap music.
Let's talk about that a little bit. It's a really interesting time. Politics is all over the news. And trap is all over the radio. So you got two things right now that people are really like got their ears perked up about. As I said in the intro, man, people have been clamoring for such a long time, even though we know we've been delivering it to them. But I think they're really starting to look for it, which is great. You know, style and substance. When you talk about political trap music, talk about the political aspect of it. What are some of the things you're talking about in this album that you think are really super important to get across to people, like you say, your age and that are of the hip hop mentality? What are some of the subject matters and messages you're trying to get across?
Well, I feel like I can't talk about the political without talking about the trap, because the politics, it is the trap. These institutions, these social restraints that some are born into and some fall into that are just hard to get out of, these are the traps. That's where trap music comes from. You know, everyone refers to the drug game as trap music, but that's one institution. The drug game is an institution. That's what people need to realize, is a whole set of laws and policies that perpetuate our young people being caught up in that judicial system for a reason.
Right.
Like, it's not by accident. It's a trap, and a lot of us fall into it. So that's when I say political trap music. It's political trap. It's a cage.
Right. Right. What have you seen in the last, you know, year or so that has been either, you know, inspiring or still troubling? Because I think there's a mix of both. I think we've seen some really bad incidents. Not that they're new, because this is not a new wave of anything. We're just seeing more of it, you know, thanks to social media and, you know, the immediacy of getting information out. So we've seen some really horrible, tragic things happening to, you know, people of color in America and young people and, you know, unarmed people. But at the same time, you've seen some great movements. You've seen some great responses, some great activism start to, you know, emerge. You know, I remember, you know, when they're shutting down New York City, Eric Garner, and they're up in, you know, in Albany trying to get laws passed. You know, what's your take on kind of that mix of happenings that are going on?
I think it's really interesting how brown people around the world who are not in America feel solidarity for the cause of the brown and black people in America and have compassion for what's going on here. But brown people in America and black movements in America have less compassion and solidarity with other brown people in the world. I think there's a huge disconnect in our country. How, you know, and it's nationalism. I mean, like, we see ourselves as Americans, so automatically, like, you know, we're just a little bit better.
It's all about us,
you
right?
Know?
It's all about us.
Yeah. And obviously that's not my opinion, but I feel like our youth is kind of like, it's just indoctrinated in us.
Right.
And it's really fascinating. This is, I don't want to speak on what happened in France. I don't want to speak on Black Lives Matter. But what I will speak on is when not just brown people, but people who are oppressed all over the world, because there are a lot of white people who are oppressed and living in poverty and still under that thumb.
Right.
When we all realize that there are no borders and we're all just humans and we come together, I think it's going to be a very powerful thing. I think it's starting to happen, and there's a lot of people who do not want that to happen, and that's why I think you're seeing a lot of conflict going on throughout the world.
That's an interesting perspective, definitely. I know that, again, without getting to specifics, obviously what just happened the other day, you know, in France was followed what had just happened a couple of days earlier in Beirut. And I know that there was a lot of discussion about, hey, you know, there's a lot of things going on and there's sort of this selective attention being paid to certain things. And
right,
I don't want to
get
into the specifics of it, but it does kind of touch upon what you say. You know, my dad is I'm just taking this as an aside. My dad is passed away, but he's a sociology professor. And I remember telling me one of the very first lessons I ever learned was, don't ever think that what happens over there doesn't affect you over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taught me
Absolutely.
About that worldwide, you know, butterfly effect and all that jazz. So it's a really interesting perspective that you bring up. And I don't think you're right. I don't think a lot of people, even people who are very much involved in the movements and definitely involved in activism and really fighting a good fight over here, necessarily always have that perspective. So that's an interesting thing to bring up.
I'll give you a quick example if I have a little time. I was, you know,
Absolutely.
Going through Facebook like I do sometimes in the morning, and there was this post about 15,000 Syrian refugees entering New Orleans. So I did not look to see if that source was true or not, but that's irrelevant. What I saw was the post that followed it from people in the surrounding areas who were just like, oh, hell nah, ISIS is coming, ISIS is coming. You know, that's literally what each comment was insinuating, instead of, wow, America is helping these refugees who are running from the same things that we're afraid of. you know, right. like our brothers, our sisters, like we were helping them. There was not a thread of that type of consciousness on it, whether the post was true or not. And I'll say that because, you know, I don't want your listeners thinking that was true if it wasn't, because I didn't check the source. But what right. I did no, check I, was I people's reaction, you know, and it was just like, wow, it really hurt my heart, man. It's just like, you know, we're really twisted in this country, and the media has really knows how to pit people against each other, and it's almost impressive.
Right, I hear you. Genesis B is kicking it with us tonight. Her show, her Poly Trap release party is happening this Friday, Santos Party House, Live Nation event, which is super dope that they're you know, putting their oomph behind this. They recognize the real, and we're very happy about that. We really suggest people support, not only because obviously you're amazingly talented, if they know your history, and they can go check out, they can actually listen to Poly Trap online right now and get a taste of what, you know, you're about. But to have Live Nation put their weight behind you, man, I think it's just super important that we support this event so that we get more of that. You know, everyone says that, you know, we need more of this, and they're literally doing it. We have to make sure we show up and show out. And I know you're going to show out. I know you're going to show out. Like, all this is like heavy talk,
man.
But I know that nobody's going to be able to deliver that kind of message, that kind of heavy talk, with, you know,
yeah,
as
man.
Well as you. You brought some great people on the bill. Now's the time to brag a little bit. What do you got planned for us on Friday?
Yeah, man, I got some surprises up my sleeve, and like, only if you're there, you're going to be able to experience it. Only if you're there, you might see it on the, you know, the tape, but I got a lot of young talent in the building. I got a young group called Young Planet. Some crazy Brooklyn artists. We got Skanks from Bankai Fam. Napoleon the Legend are joining me on stage for this song, this remix that we haven't even released yet, that is just like insane energy. We got Nia, Austin Edwards, and Derek Cobb. My choreographer is doing some dances with me. You know, it's going to be lit. Kid Lucky is going to be up there. You know, Manny Faces is hosting, so you know it's going to be lit. So shout out to Funkadelic Studios and Birthplace Magazine, Live Nation, Santos, everyone who's a part of it, my manager, Roanne, like so many people. I think I'm missing like a dozen, just naming them, you know.
No, it's definitely going to be a great show, man. This is a great assortment of talent. You know, I think everyone coming with a different angle, you know, that actually the sum of the what is it? The sum of the parts is greater than the, I don't know, but it's going to be dope.
Something like that.
So listen, what do you got else? So Poly Trap is going to be out. This is the big party. Are you performing elsewhere after this? Are you doing any touring, or what are you doing after this?
I mean, Live Nation is going to have to, they're going to have to see what they want to do with me after we show out, you know, see what Live Nation wants to do. That falls in their court, maybe. We'll see. After that, Meridian 23, I'm with my girl Alex Rush. We're performing together. Khalil Johnson, that's November the 30th. That's the next Monday, I think, after it. So if anyone wants to check out what I got going on, you can see all my upcoming dates at genesisb.com. That's genesisbe.com, and you can see everything.
That's what's up. And I appreciate you're going to be in other places, but I am giving the big cosign. They do not want to miss Friday night's, you know, appearance. That's the one to show up and show out for, man. Like I said, it's for you. I know you're not going to let people down. I know this in my heart of hearts, but at the same time, it's everything we've been asking for. You know what I mean? I'm so supportive of you, and I'm so happy and like I said, honored and privileged that you asked me to be a part of it. So I'm just, you know, the hashtag cosign is heavy for this event.
I appreciate you, Manny, everything that you're doing. I really do.
That's what's up. That is what it is. So, yeah, man, we'll be looking out for you. We'll check you out this Friday, November 20th. What time should people get there? I said 7.
7
is that
p.m.
right?
on the dot, because I might have a circus roll through with some fire breathing dragons. If y'all gonna miss it, you gotta come 7 on the dot.
Yo, come hang out with us, man. We're gonna have a good time. Like I said, Genesis B, this is like your 7th full release, man. You've been around for a long time, been doing great work, and you know, people know your resume and they know your pedigree. Yeah, man, it's gonna be a great night, and I appreciate you and thank you for joining us tonight and telling us you know, what you got up your sleeve.
Thank you for having me. Y'all be blessed.
All right, there it is. Once again, peace. The mighty, mighty Genesis B. performing, she's releasing her Polytrap, The Escape Tape. It's going to be, it's out now. You can check it out. You can get it and cop it. GenesisBe.com, GenesisBe. And she'll be at Santos Party House this Friday, November 20th, man, 7 o'clock, right after work, man, Friday night, no place better to be right now. This Friday, let's go, let's turn it up. Live Nation event, and if you show Live Nation what we can do, then they'll start supporting our New York City indie artists that, you know, you keep asking for. We have them on this show. We have them in Birthplace Magazine. I've been supporting Genesis B since 2011, man. 2011, yeah, I think. I first wrote her up, man.
Yeah,
so,
I remember that.
You know what I mean? So if they start paying attention to her, maybe they start paying more attention to us. And we tell you great things like the RapperCon and the DJ Con that's coming up. We're at events like the Hip Hop Education Center Extra Credit Awards, giving super shout outs to all these education based organizations. Man, listen, I tell you, I was really impressed by that lineup. That lineup over there was great. Hip hop and education is a big thing. You know what I mean? Science Genius is a great program. The Tech 808 conference was last week. Shouts to our friends at the Fat Startup. So we got hip hop in tech, the technology sector. They had hundreds of people at this seminar. Big thing, big names, big names out there teaching how, you know, people of color are not always represented well in the tech sector in America. But the Fat Startup, check them out. The Fat, P-H-A-T, the Fat Startup .com.
Everyone,
teach you how to do it.
Everyone has a brain, man. Everyone has a brain. Any, you know, any brain can learn. And, you know, people, if they have the opportunities, they can do just as good as anyone else.
They can. You got to find out how to get out the trap. So, once again, Genesis G, Polytrap, The Escape Tape, you know. Polytrap, I like that. Political trap. She's 100% right. You know, there's so many behind the scenes and sometimes right in front of the damn scenes, you know, programs or laws or... You know,
people just need to open their eyes and ears. You know, people
So that's it. Hip hop can help you do that. Hip hop can help you pay attention to what's really going on. Some of these artists out here are doing really good work and they're teaching really good stuff. We talk about them a lot. So make sure you stay in tune with us. BirthplaceMag.com. Catch the events calendar over there for a lot of these such, you know, a lot of such artists and performances. You know, listen, the blog world is heavy. You're going to hear about all the right. You're going to hear about Redman's new album. Shouts to Redman. Got a new album out. I'm really excited to sit with it this weekend, you know, and check it out. Shouts to, again, Tribe Called Quest. De La Soul got an album coming out. Shouts to my girl Bonita over there at Ambrosia for Heads. Great interview with De La Soul about their new album coming out. The great Kickstarter campaign they put out there. They're coming out with some new stuff. You're going to hear about all that stuff. Yeah, we're New York hip-hop. We're going to tell you about that stuff, too. But who's telling you about RapperCon and DJ Con? Man, they need to, because this is a community event, right? Don't they say they want community hip-hop? They want hip-hop in the community, hip-hop that you can bring your kids to? Well, come out to the Apollo Theater for free right there in the street and check out all these DJs doing it for the love. Make sure you send an email, staff@rappercon.com. Say my name, Manny, and you get into the RapperCon event happening that night. For, you know, open bar, a little networking. You got some music heads in the house. You got some industry heads in the house. You never know who you might meet. There's going to be definitely some icons. There's going to be some new school artists that are out there doing great things. Like, this is a place to be, right? And then, of course, the very next day, Friday the 20th, Santos Party House. I need you to go to TicketWeb right now. You're listening live? Open up another window, TicketWeb.com. And search Genesis B and get a ticket for Santos Party House. I'm hosting this event. I need to see some friendly faces. I need to see some people that I know listen to this program, right? Because we've been doing it for 3 years. If y'all can't turn out for Santos Party House for Genesis B, you heard her talking. She's got her ish together. She'll also be at the RapperCon, by the way, along with Hassan Salam, who we've had on this show.
Not
right?
Sure,
another dope
yeah.
artist. Another dope artist who's, you know, said great mix of style and substance. M-Try is going to be at this event. M-Try and DJ Lisi T, we featured on this show before. They've been on Birthplace Magazine. Like, all the things New York City's asking for, going to be at these two events, Thursday and Friday. So you see why I had to come out of our brief hiatus and make sure that this show was on the books. You know what I mean? The New York Hip Hop Report, nyhiphopreport.com for all our past episodes, to join our email list, to, you know, send us an email if you want, contact us. You can follow us on Twitter at NY Hip Hop Report. I'm at Manny Faces, M-A-N-N-Y Faces. He's Grover Box at Grover Box on Twitter. Also, Birthplace Mag, at Birthplace Mag. You should follow all these. Rappacon is out there. Rappacon is on Facebook. Genesis B is on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Manny Faces. We're out there. And we're telling these stories and bringing you all this good stuff. So if you're just hearing us for the first time, well, you got a lot to process. And if you're one of our regulars, man, we thank you for checking us out once again. We got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listens in the archive every week. I know everyone can't remember to be here on time or, you know, late. They got to sleep and work in the morning. I get it. It's cool. You know, we try to do it live. We try to let y'all call up and give us your 2 cents like Sports Talk Radio. I get it. But you listen, you're listening to us on the archives just as great, and we appreciate you. Want you to also pay attention. Shouts once again to the Hip Hop Education Center. They got a great petition out there, change.org petition that says, hey, Obama administration, please, acknowledge hip hop as a national treasure, you know, that needs to be taught in schools. Hip hop history is a very interesting history. It's a very, very interesting history, a sociological history, a anthropological history. It's entertainment, it's culture, it's lifestyle, it's, you know, so many things that are still, like, evolving. When Curtis from the H2C2 came on earlier tonight, he says, listen, I was there. It was a cottage industry. It wasn't even an industry, right? Hip-hop wasn't even an industry. It was just a thing. And now it's billions of dollars across the planet. Now we have to make sure that we keep doing what we're doing to make sure that hip-hop doesn't get twisted, right? So hip-hop education is one thing. Political hip-hop is still a big thing. Activism in hip-hop is still a thing. Community in hip-hop is still a thing. And you heard about all these things tonight. So here's what I'm going to do. If you're listening tonight, I want you to go to a website. It's called hiphopadvocacy.org. All right? Hiphopadvocacy.org. Depending on when you hear this, there may be some things there. There may not be some things there. There will be a place to enter your email address. Please enter your email address and find out more, get some more information about this organization, that newly created organization, newly founded, that's going to exist to do exactly what we've been talking about tonight, making sure that the general public knows that hip-hop is more than what's on the radio, that hip-hop is community, that hip-hop is culture, hip-hop is education, that hip-hop is history, that hip-hop is you, me, and everybody in between, and not just a genre on the radio. So hiphopadvocacy.org, please do check that out. Support that organization as well. And together with these other great organizations, Hip-Hop Education Center, the Rappacon folks, the Hip-Hop Culture Center, artists like Genesis B, folks like you and me, Steve, we'll keep making this thing happen. We'll keep making this hip-hop thing survive and thrive and not be rubbed out, redefined, or, God forbid, erased. You know what I mean?
No, that's can't erase us. You can't.
You know what I mean?
There's always going to be people like us speaking for it, and you can't totally erase us out. You can, you know, try to.
They're trying.
You know,
that's right.
We're going to keep fighting.
It is. So listen, we're not going to go all the way to 11:30. Lots of things that I have on my plate personally, and including helping get the word out for some of these events, and also, you know, this other side thing I'm going. Plus, you know, man, we got to still make a living, right? We still got a little 9-to-5s. We got to make sure we feed the babies. So once again, shouts to the people that we've talked about tonight. Shouts to A Tribe Called Quest. Shouts to the Hip Hop Education Center. Shouts to Martha Diaz. Shouts to Curtis Sherrod. Shouts to the Rappacon. Shouts to DJ Con. Genesis B. The Center for Hip Hop Advocacy at hiphopadvocacy.org. Some exciting things coming out of there. And shouts to everyone else who's been supportive of everything that we've done for the past few years. It's crunch time in my eyes. You know, we're going to turn the tables on those who think that we still don't have that community, that culture, that lifestyle. You know, we are hip hop. KRS-One said it. You know, rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live, right? We live hip hop. You know, I heard Dr. Christopher Emden speak at the hip hop education event. He's the guy that, you know, does Science Genius, and he with GZA, right? And he's over there at Columbia University. And I remember, you know, I saw he was getting an award for Science Genius and the work that they've done in hip hop education, right? And I saw how excited he was. And he was so, I guess, passionate in a way to be able to say, I get to be myself. I get to be hip hop as a professor in Columbia. Shouts to the host of the event, MK Asante, who I wasn't familiar with, but he's, you know, brilliant as far as I'm concerned. Also, I think he's a professor at Howard University, I believe. Tenured professor, an artist, written books. And he was so excited that he was able to break down like political stuff and artistic stuff all on the same kind of platform. So excited to be able to be hip hop and be respected for it and not have to hide it and not have to, you know, put on your corporate face. You know, put on your corporate voice. Hello, how may I help you today? You know, that you get to be hip hop in Columbia University, like as part of your job as a professor, like that just show and do great work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're really just fighting for that. Like it's again for the umpteenth time I'm gonna say it. The commercial aspect of rap, the radio, the pop music, the pop culture, I don't really have a problem with most of that. I really don't. I got kids. You can't tell me nothing. I got a spectrum of kids. And I have no problem even getting down with them. I have no problem with a great majority of what popular culture has defined, you know, hip-hop to be. But I don't think we can allow them to continue to define it. I'll leave you with this. My big beef with Hot 97 many months ago, was over just that. You can't say you're where hip-hop lives. It's just not fair to what hip-hop is, right? Hip-hop is a culture is defined by Cornell University and Harvard University and Yale University, and more importantly, the people, the participants, the community that call themselves hip-hop. They know it's a culture. They know it's more than a genre of music. So you can't, as a corporation, in all good faith, call yourself where hip-hop lives. It's not right. You can't say I'm where something lives. Like, you could say rap music. That's cool. We would dig that. You could even say where hip-hop music lives.
Right.
But I think what you do is you confuse the public that now really has a tough time determining what's the difference between hip-hop and rap. I've been on three different interviews, you know, with people who aren't really familiar with rap and hip-hop, and they've all asked me the same question, Steve. They just don't know the difference. And some people say, who cares? Why does the public have to know? Who cares? Because the public, these people make decisions, right? These people green light projects. They determine whether you can, like you said, introduce hip hop into the schools. Don't they make those decisions?
Exactly.
Shouldn't they know? Right? Shouldn't they know? So that's my beef with Hot 97. I don't want Hot 97 off the air. I never did. I never questioned or censored the content. Never had a problem with that. What I had a problem with is that you say you're where hip hop lives, but you don't really represent the expansiveness of hip-hop. That's a problem. And that whole petition thing is still open. But I'll tell you this. They have the opportunity to make it right, and let's talk about it. They have the opportunity to welcome me into their house. Street Soldiers, next week, next Sunday, the 22nd. Lisa Evers, great, you know, I think she's an advocate for hip-hop. I find her, you know, I respect her. They're having a show about how hip hop can be used as a positive force. She was at the same event I was, that hip hop education. It's right there. We're at the same event. Hip hop can be used as a positive force. Hip hop isn't getting the respect it deserves as a positive force. Well, geez, I've been talking about this for 6 years, right? We've been doing this, Steve, for 3 years, talking about how great hip hop is and how much it's much more than on the radio and education and activism. And we've had Rebel Diaz on the show, and we've had Hassan Salam on the show, and we've talked about Immortal Technique, and we've talked to people like Genesis V tonight. Like, we're still doing it. Like, we've been doing this for years. So I reached out and I said, hey, I know you don't like me because I try to take you guys off the air, but we're really fighting the same fight, right? We really just want to see hip hop viewed the right way by the public and by some hip hoppers who have lost, you know, they're jaded now. They don't think there's, you know, they think that's all it is. They just get confused. So why don't you let me come on a show and say, hey, listen, I know what's going on in New York City hip hop. I've been talking about it for years. I know who's doing the right, the good things and still working as a positive force. I had a couple of them on the show tonight, but let's also talk about, it's touchy because I'm going to be in the lion's den, but let's talk about what you guys do to contribute to that confusion. And let's see if we can maybe correct it a little bit. Now, I've reached the olive branch out. I said, all I want to do is discuss this. I just want to. And wouldn't that be fair? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that show that you really want to address the problem? You don't think hip hop's getting such a good reputation out there? Well, listen, I'm out here trying to give it that good reputation. We're on the same page, right? So let's see. Let's see if I get the chance to speak with them about it. I'd love to. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Should be.
You know? So we'll see what happens. Once again, I do implore you, though, no matter what happens, to look past the radio and look past the mainstream. They're doing a great job at, you know, pushing forth pop culture, pop entertainment. That's what it's all it's about. But we're out here delivering to you everything else you've been asking for in hip-hop, New York City especially. Shouts once again, DJ Con, Rapper Con, this Thursday, the 19th. Genesis B, Polytrap, presented by Live Nation, this Friday night, 7 p.m., November 20th, at Santos Party House. I'm hosting, but man, I'm stepping aside and letting these people do that thing. We got some great artists coming on that stage, and it's going to be a great feeling of real, I hate the term, but you know what I mean, of real hip-hop. So come out and check it out. And then we'll see you on Thursday as well on 125th Street. That's going to be crazy. So that's it. Steve, thanks for jumping on, man. I know it was last minute. Didn't know if we were doing a show this week or not. But I appreciate you, as always, man, for coming on. And
It's all good, man. It's great to hear, you know, from MCs like Genesis B. And, you know, to know that she's, you know, she's legit.
Out here doing
that's really
it, man.
My thing, you know, and, you know, as far as rappers go, just be legit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you know.
Speak the truth, you know. I mean, she's always speaking, you know, the truth about the streets. But even if you're not speaking the truth about the streets, be genuine, you know, be a good person.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we are sort of getting into that thing we talked about years ago, you know, where there are people who are going to be tired. And not just old school people, you know, not just the old school heads that don't like the new stuff, because there's some of that. And I think that's a little bit over, you know, it's too much of that. Like, sometimes you could listen to new stuff and it's not that bad if you just listen to it, trust me. You know, but I'm talking about young people, younger heads that are looking. You know, some of these guys that are out there that are killing the game, touring, like the Chance the Rappers, you know what I mean? And, I mean, you know, even Kendrick. You don't even hear Kendrick on the radio. You don't even hear Kendrick on the radio. To this day, you don't hear him on the radio. So the radio doesn't dictate who's successful, you know, who's doing well, who you could be a fan of. Like, we know this already. So stop. Enough of the complaining about the radio. Even I'm off that. You know what I mean? But I do want to make sure that hip-hop is represented right. So on that note, once again, hiphopadvocacy.org. Sign up for that info, and you'll be hearing about some things. And it's a great organization to be involved with. It's going to continue some of the work that, you know, I've done here, where we're just trying to bring you that balance. My man Curtis said it. He said you need a balanced diet, right? You can't just eat fast food all the time. You need them home-cooked meals. And it's okay to eat some junk every now and then. We just want to balance it out. So, and we think the public knowing, the general public about it, is important, as you guys are. You guys are hip-hop heads. You want to know about what's happening. The general public has to know, too, because they support these programs. You know, they put money into these programs. They greenlight projects. They greenlight films. They greenlight curriculum. Like, we got to get off this, that hip-hop is just, like, we do it ourselves. Like, hip-hop is just rap. You know, whatever's on the radio, so what? There's so much more going on. Whatever you need. New York City got it, man. That's why we're here as many Sundays as we can. The New York Hip-Hop Report with Manny Faces. Thank you for tuning in one more time, checking us out on the archive. If you have any questions, email us. info@nyhiphopreport.com. Again, follow us on Twitter at nyhiphopreport, at Manny Faces. And Steve, once again, at Grover Box. Thanks for joining me, sir.
No problem, man.
All right, big shouts to Portia, one of the loves of my life. Wasn't feeling too well, but is doing much better, and I'm glad. I don't know if she's listening or not, but that's my baby doll, so I'm glad she's feeling better. And we'll be back next Sunday, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. But stay in touch, man. Stay up on our stuff, and we'll talk to you soon. All right? Peace. We out of here.
Peace.
Yeah. For sure, we need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man, for
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually have the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tell I made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York stitch.